as Congress returns this week and Democrats take control of the House of Representatives, Congressman Elijah Cummings will be leading his party's oversight arm. That may sound impressive, but at least one conservative critic says that puts Cummings in a tight spot. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Cummings has been serving in Washington for more than two decades, and he's witnessed a lot of turmoil and upheaval over those years. But he says that all pales in comparison to what he's witnessed in the past 2 years under President Trump. And he says the GOP-controlled Congress shares the blame for merely rubber-stamping most everything the president has done. Cummings is preparing to chair the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And he's already shipped off more than 50 letters to the administration and others in Trump's orbit requesting answers.
Over the past 2 years, we have not had that because our Republican colleagues refuse to make President Trump accountable.
Maryland's only Republican in Congress begs to differ. Congressman Andy Harris of the Eastern Shore dismisses the charges that his party was a mere lapdog for Trump.
The American people sent us here to get things accomplished. So, you know, we had to get the economy going, so we did that. We passed the tax reform bill.
But Harris and others in the GOP are already trying to paint Cummings as a man on a witch hunt. And for them, the 2020 election is already underway.
The American people look at the new Congress, and all they see is just an attempt to overturn the 2016 election. I think they'll fire the Democrat majority.
Cummings dismisses that charge as a false choice. He says his party can conduct stout oversight while also passing a positive, progressive agenda.
We'll deal with both. So, yeah, it is a false presentation of the question.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is a constitutional lawyer, and he serves on Cummings' oversight committee. He wants his party to address tough issues like climate change and gun control, but he says Cummings and their committee would be shirking their responsibility if they merely gave Trump a pass.
That also is part of our mandate, and it's part of our constitutional responsibility. But we can't let our defensive work protecting the rule of law and the Constitution interfere with the substantial policy progress that needs to be made.
And Raskin shrugs off the accusations from Republicans that Democrats are merely fishing around looking for a way to impeach Trump. He says his party won't follow the GOP's blueprint on that front.
We're not judging ourselves based on a GOP standard. On those standards, we would have impeached Trump a long time ago. They impeached Bill Clinton for telling one lie about sex, and we've seen far, far worse from this presidency. No, we're trying to focus on the issues of the American people, and we will defend the Constitution and the rule of law at the same time.
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen just helped his Senate Democratic colleagues stave off more losses in the Senate this fall through running the Senate Democratic campaign arm. He says he heard people crying out across the nation for this administration to be held to account, and he thinks Cummings is the right man for the job.
The public wants transparency, and they want accountability. And I'm confident that that's what the House will do.
Cummings endured heart surgery recently, and that forced him to do a six-month stint in the hospital. Since his release, he's been zipping around the Capitol on a scooter, but now he's been given the green light to use a cane.
And that's a tremendous development because it provides me with more independence, thank God.
But the 67-year-old Cummings says he doesn't want you to worry about his health.
Like I tell my constituents, don't get it twisted. Just because I may have a pain in my knee does not mean that I have lost my voice, and my mind is abundantly clear.
Cummings' voice will be ringing out across the Capitol throughout the new year, and he's promising that he's got a lot of fight left in him. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington for 88.1 WYPR.